Welcome, 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 preppers. This is Prepper Patty, your trusty guide to all things preparedness. Today, we're diving into the wild world of mental and physical fitness. And no, I'm not talking about juggling cans of beans while doing squats with exercise balls, although that would be quite the spectacle. We know that when it comes to prepping for any situation, having a sharp mind and a strong body is absolutely crucial. I mean, we can't be ready for the apocalypse if we're winded after climbing a flight of stairs, can we? So let's gear up and get ready to explore why mental and physical fitness are the unsung heroes of the prepper world. Stick around, fellow preppers, because we're about to unravel the mysteries of staying fit and staying sharp in the most entertaining way possible. So, grab your water bottles and your protein bars, because we're diving headfirst into the world of mental and physical fitness. All right, folks, so picture this. You're peacefully enjoying your day when suddenly disaster strikes, whether it's a sudden downpour on a day you forgot your umbrella or realizing you left your homework on the kitchen table as you walk into class. We've all been there. It's easy to let frustration take over and ruin our day. But what if I told you that keeping your wits about you is not only possible, but also beneficial for both your mental and physical well-being? When disaster strikes, it's easy to succumb to panic and stress. However, by keeping a level head and maintaining a sense of humor, you can actually minimize the impact of the situation on your well-being. Studies have shown that maintaining a positive outlook during challenging times can help reduce stress, anxiety, and even boost your body's immune system. So, next time you find yourself in a sticky situation, try to laugh it off and approach it with a cool, calm attitude. In addition to the mental benefits, staying composed during challenging times can also have positive physical effects. When we're stressed, our bodies release hormones like cortisol, which can have negative effects on our immune system and overall health. By staying calm and collected, we can help keep these stress hormones in check and maintain a healthier body overall. So next time disaster strikes, remember to keep your wits about you and approach the situation with a sense of humor. Your mental and physical well-being will thank you for it. Let's talk about brain training games, because who doesn't love a good old staring contest with their cat, right? Now, Sudoku and crosswords may not sound as thrilling as challenging mittens to a staring showdown, but they're actually fantastic for keeping your mind sharp. Sudoku, with its little boxes and numbers, is like a puzzle master's dream. It's the kind of game that really makes you think, and it's surprisingly addictive once you get into it. Plus, it's an excellent way to exercise those logical thinking muscles. And then there are crosswords, the OG of brain training games. You get to show off your vocabulary skills while trying to figure out what the heck a seven-letter word for equilibrium could possibly be. It's like a battle of wits and words, and it's strangely satisfying when you finally fill in that last blank square. But let's not forget about the staring contest with your cat. I mean, talk about a mind-bending challenge. Trying to outstare a creature who can fall asleep in the blink of an eye is no easy feat. And hey, it's a good excuse to take a break from screen time and engage in some good old-fashioned feline competition. So whether you're a Sudoku whiz, a crossword enthusiast, or a cat-staring champion, these brain training games are a fun way to keep your mind in tip-top shape. Plus, they might just give you some bragging rights at the next family gathering. Right. Let's face it, most of us don't have the luxury of living in a post-apocalyptic world where zombies are chasing us around, forcing us to keep fit just to survive. But fear not, my fellow non-zombie apocalypse dwellers, because staying in shape doesn't have to be as dramatic as fleeing from the undead. If the thought of hitting the gym makes you want to hibernate like a bear, don't worry, there are other ways to get your sweat on. First off, let's talk about finding activities that you actually enjoy. Whether it's dancing around in your living room to your favorite tunes, taking your dog for a run, is it still considered a run if it's more like a lazy stroll? or challenging your friends to a friendly game of basketball, the key is to find something that doesn't feel like a chore. And if you're thinking, "But I don't have time for that," fear not. You can sneak in little bouts of activity throughout your day. Take the stairs instead of the elevator, do some squats while waiting for your coffee to brew, or turn your household chores into a mini workout by adding some lunges and squats while you clean. Plus, with the added bonus of feeling productive while breaking a sweat, you'll be killing two birds with one stone. So, my dear listeners, remember that staying fit doesn't have to involve world-ending scenarios or drastic lifestyle changes. Embrace the activities you enjoy, get creative with fitting in short bursts of exercise, and most importantly, don't take it all too seriously. After all, even in a non-zombie-filled world, a little laughter goes a long way. And that concludes our discussion on survival skills, agility, endurance, and how to run from a rabid squirrel. Remember, it's all about staying one step ahead, quite literally in the case of the squirrel. Keep practicing those agility drills, build up your endurance, and maybe brush up on your sprinting abilities, just in case. And with that, we've reached the end of today's episode. We hope you've enjoyed our enlightening conversation about mental and physical fitness. If you've been inspired to reach new levels of health and wellness, then our mission here is complete. Until next time, take care, stay fit, and keep on laughing, especially if you happen to encounter any squirrels along the way.